Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live, as you just heard, from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live!
And we are here to have a great time with you tonight. So you know what to do. Keep it locked. TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. They got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What is up, bro?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard?
I'm great. How are you?
On a Friday, Chris, before we get started, I want to say something to you. Happy anniversary!
Happy anniversary, brother. I got to admit, I forgot.
I know you forgot. You didn't buy me an anniversary present, just like you didn't buy your wife one. Did you?
Buy you one?
No. Where's my anniversary present? That's why I'm divorced now.
I used to forget. You do not have an anniversary present. I'll tell you that.
Hey,
did you get me one?
No.
Are they in the mail?
No, they're not. The check's in the mail. Right. Hey, happy anniversary, and I want to say, really, thanks to all the people who make this show possible, really. Rob G, Alex, Steve DeSager, and all the other anchors. Elijah, of course,
Steve,
our social
Finn,
media.
Ralph Irvin.
Yes, Guru.
I'll name you guys. Monty, Bolaños,
And
Rob just threw you in. As,
no,
you know,
I mean, they're not here, but I'm just trying to say Steve DeSager's here. I'm not like
Don
that.
Martin, Scott Shapiro.
Yes, thanks to everybody. It's been a great 4 years. And, we, you know, we couldn't do it without the listeners. I mean, they're great to us. They help us with the show. We love their feedback. So there we go. It was 4 years ago, actually tomorrow, the 17th, that we started the show full time. So we're celebrating today. It's an anniversary. All right.
I'll tell you, like I say to my wife, it feels like 4 minutes.
Is that right?
That means it's good.
When I say that, she usually breaks up with me. You know what I'm saying?
I usually say, I've been married 27 years, and I usually say, it feels like 27 days.
Wow.
That's all.
Is that it? Does your wife melt when you say that? Like, oh.
Yes. Like putty in my hand.
Exactly.
No, but we are, yes, absolutely excited to be here, Rob. And it's been a great 4 years, man.
No doubt.
Great 4 years. The show is going strong.
Keeps growing.
Still intact.
I know.
The show keeps growing. It's going great, man. And let's do it another 4 and then another 4 after that.
Yes, and then I can retire. There you go. You just
I was
going to
say, it'll be getting up
yes,
there.
Yes, it'll be close.
Are you getting past another 4? Or
what?
Is it? Is that going to be time to retire?
No. I'm not that old. What are you trying to say? My God.
Right.
Don't let gray fool you. You know, like some people don't dye their hair, so they have gray hair.
Yeah, I don't know. That's interesting. All right, we got Mike Golic Sr., our colleague back in the
Why
day.
Why do we have to call him
network?
Senior? Wow. He was always Mike Golic. Junior should just have Junior and not. We shouldn't have to call Mike Golic Mike Golic Sr.
Yeah, that's the Rob G thing.
Right,
he
Rob
put it on
G?
The rundown. But I will admit this.
I've never called him Mike Golic Sr., ever.
I will admit this, and I agree with you. I haven't either. But if he had just had Mike Golic on the rundown, I would have probably thought it's Senior, but I wouldn't have been totally 100% sure.
See, to me, you'd have to say Junior if it's Junior. Right?
You would. I agree.
That's the only way.
It would just be a little doubt. It would just be like, which one is that? Which Golic is that? So we will see. But plenty to get to, Rob. Obviously, as you said, it's a football Friday. So we're going to have a lot of fun today. We got Lamar Mitchell joining us in the last hour of the show, of course, to give us the breakdown as you prepare to bet over the weekend on these football games. We got the super producer, Rob G, in the house. We got DJ Alex Teichert in. He's been in a whole week. That is amazing.
What is,
so
is Colin on vacation?
Anime superstar.
Colin must be on vacation.
Yeah, my price was too high for Colin.
Week.
Yeah.
He didn't ask for him this week. That's all. And, of course, on the updates, our man.
Hey, Steve.
The ever-professional Steve DeSager. All right, Rob. Last night, obviously the way it happened was surprising. But just what I said was going to happen, Rob, happened. Close game. Nail-biter. But the Chiefs would pull out a tough one. And they did. I said, they were favored by 4.5. I said the Chiefs will win, but I'd take the Chargers with the points.
I felt good
sure
until
enough,
that late.
They were within
that backdoor cover at the end. How dare them go to Chargers with two fourth down completions, you know what I mean, on that last drive. Man, give it up. Let me win some shekels. What was that? I was sick. A backdoor cover late in the game. A meaningless touchdown.
Look, obviously their chances of winning were
no, I know.
Slim.
You try to get that and then you get the onside kick. I
right.
get all that.
Look, it's rare, especially nowadays, that you get an onside kick, right? But that one was bobbled and gave them hope. But anyway, Rob, I'm going to be honest with you. I thought that the Chargers outplayed the Chiefs. Not by like a – they didn't knock them around the field, but I thought they got the better of them during the game. I think the Chiefs are still the better team, but I thought last night the Chargers, you know, got the best of them. And it really came down to one mistake, one play. Patrick Mahomes didn't make a mistake. At least not one that got picked off.
Well, they were picked off a couple. They just got called back.
I mean, look in the box score. There's no.
I just said there were a couple.
I know. I'm just
there
saying.
Were a couple where
everybody they always
Chargers fans were running the
there.
Other way. Yeah, I'm just saying it was.
But Justin Herbert made the mistake. For as great as he played, he made the mistake that cost him the game. That was the game. The 99-yard pick six from Jalen Watson, the seventh-round draft pick, a rookie. That was the game.
It's not even a 7-point, Chris. It's like 14 points.
Well, at that point, right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's how big of a turnaround it is. Because you score. Not only do you not score, you let them score.
At least.
But I'm just saying, it has that magnitude.
Absolutely.
It's a huge, huge play, and it was a terrible throw. I mean, it cost them.
You agree with me that the Chargers – got the best of them, but that play basically was the game.
Yeah, I was impressed. I didn't think the Chargers were going to go in there. Coming off of the way that the Chiefs had played, their best receivers out, I just did not expect the Chargers to be in control of that game and have a real shot to win. I thought that, and I told you this, that I thought that the Chiefs would win by 10 points. I really did. I said double digits, and it was – right until the last.
Like
it looked like I was going to be nailed it right.
I was like, don't let Rob be right.
I know. You
don't
know that. You were just wishing. You're at home. No. I don't want to have to go on the radio and hear his voice that I was right. I tried to tell you, Chris Broussard. I was telling you that it was going to be
That's
a 10-point
exactly
game.
That's what it would have been.
Yes, and it didn't happen. And it cost me money. That's the worst
Did it?
Part. Yes.
Give us a hint how much. No more new Louis Vuitton headrest in your car?
No, I actually have to take my Louis Vuitton bag back after I lost that. You know, that's how bad it was. Man.
But, Rob, I think, too, look, you got to give the Chiefs this type of credit. They find a way to get it done. Now, not every time. Obviously, they haven't won the Super Bowl every year. But... I mean, Patrick Mahomes has been a comeback kid. I mean, heck, their one Super Bowl they got. They were down 10 with about 8-9 minutes left to play.
Yeah, it was.
They found a way, right?
It was bad those three quarters, and then he put it together, and they were able to win.
Last
there's no
year,
doubt about
Rob,
it.
Against Buffalo, the magical 13 seconds. They're down with 13 seconds left. I don't care if they only needed a field goal. That was a heck of a comeback, and then they win it in OT. And again, they don't do it every single time. Nobody does it every single time. But I tell you what, Rob, as long as they got Patrick Mahomes at quarterback in his prime, you really can't count them out. They're in the ball game, even though, you know, he played well, but he wasn't like we said, the big play was the pick six.
Yeah, that was the game, really.
Yeah, he gives them a chance. This has been the case since he's been there. And on the other hand, Rob, I thought the Chargers, how many times did they blow games last year?
Too often.
Right? And they did it again last night?
That was a game that I felt like they were in control. I was like...
They were.
Like, they're in control of this game. They're... They have a great shot to win, and then when they're knocking on the door to score in that situation, that could have been huge. And instead, it's one thing to throw a pick, but you can't let a guy go 99 yards and score. I mean, it's a backbreaker. It kills you. Yep. It kills you. And then, you know, who feels good with, you know, a little backdoor cover with a bad – with a touchdown at the end. I know I wasn't feeling good about it, but anyway.
So a lot of it, Rob, was the Chiefs doing what they do, finding a way to win, and the Chargers doing what they do, finding a way to lose.
I'll tell you one thing, though. There are a lot of people left feeling a lot better about the Chargers and where they are because I question exactly how good they are to go into that game and to do what they were able to do, especially with the Chiefs coming off such an impressive win over Arizona.
Well, I think that might tell you how bad. I mean, the Chiefs are great. They're one of
but
the
you
top
know what I mean.
League, but Arizona's
right.
not that
Arizona,
good.
I mean, yeah. Because the Chargers went in there because I thought the Chiefs would just be able to have their way again.
Well, remember, they had beaten the Chiefs the last two times they've been in Kansas City.
Right.
And they got to follow it up. You know, like I said, if they don't, it's hard for me to imagine the Chargers not making the playoffs. But if they don't, it's just ridiculous. I mean, I don't think he's on the hot seat. But if they don't make the playoffs, Rob, I'm sorry. Brandon Staley, like, this is these last 2 years, you should have made the playoffs.
Yeah.
Your team is stacked.
They got too much. And
absolutely.
He's on the hot seat. Even when he took the first field goal. No, I'm sorry.
Well,
Chris,
Chris,
if they don't make the playoffs, you don't think he's on the hot seat with that talent?
I don't know. I mean, I think he should be.
I think they like him.
I mean, I think they love him. I think he's this little boy genius.
Well, I think that they talked to him, especially in the offseason, about last year, and
they had
reined it in. Don't you get that feeling that he reined it in a little bit?
Because he went for it on he kicked field goals last night.
Right, which
they
he wasn't doing.
They did go for a few force downs that they made, but for the most part, they were kicking
field
goals.
Right, it was like a pedestrian game for a coach, not like outrageous. Before, we would look at him and be like, oh, what are you doing?
Right.
Like, it would be that outrageous.
Let me ask you this before we go to the listeners. What'd you think about them keeping Herbert in the game? I got to be honest, right? And you know, I'm all for playing through pain. I had no problem with Baker Mayfield playing last year. But we didn't see Baker Mayfield on the field in the type of pain. Clearly, he was in pain last night. And when Justin Herbert, Rob, on 3rd-and-1, did not run for that first down because he obviously didn't want to get hit, but he didn't even want to slide.
No.
Right? Because he could have slid. He wouldn't have got hit, and he would have got the first. I was like, get him out of there. Now, obviously, the next play goes for 35 yards. Great pass. They score. But I feel like they got away with it. He's got fractured ribs, but looks like he's going to be okay for the most part. But, Rob, I don't think it was worth the risk. If he got hurt another solid hit, he might be out for an extended
period.
Yeah.
Right. And then
I don't think one game was worth that.
Yeah, especially. Yeah, I understand it's a big game. You look at it, you want to win, but you got to be careful and protect the quarterback. So let's do that. All right.
All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. What were your thoughts on last night's game? Did the Chiefs just find a way to win as usual? And did the Chargers just find a way to lose? Kind of as usual. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. Who you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the Odd Couple on a funky flashback Friday. DJ Alex Teicher deep in the crates. And Rob Parker paid some people from outside the studio to
come
sit behind him like he got a little fan club.
No, we got some students from USC. Some of my students are here, Chris. You ready? Eric, put your hand up, Eric. Say hi. Jonathan.
Eric. Is that my man, Eric?
And Chaz.
Lamkus?
Yes.
What's up, bro?
It is.
I know him personally.
Yes. And he's at USC now. So they're in the studio checking us out how we do it. So USC
you
in the
should
house.
Let them have the mic for a segment.
Say hello. Just say
give
hello.
Maybe they can challenge me. Unlike
Chris,
you
don't want this smoke, man. You've been ducking me.
Oh my gosh. They coming out talking trash.
Hey yo, what up, Chris? How you doing?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good.
Good to see y'all up in the house.
When I came in here, they said I look like a young Chris Broussard.
Right. That's a compliment, brother. Wear that with pride.
It just means you need some melanin. That's what it means. All right, Chris. 877-99 on Fox.
Well, look, before we talk to you, we could keep talking about how complicated banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, but we won't. We'll just talk about how great it is with Discover because you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Chiefs win or Chargers give it away last night? Your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with Max in Georgia. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Max?
What's up, guys? Yo, the Chargers lost that game. I mean, I thought their defense looked legit, you know, with the pieces they acquired in the offseason. Right. For me, I thought Herbert might be an MVP, and he still has time, obviously, but I thought he took two steps back in that discussion last night. That offensive coordinator and that head coach, the three of them got to get together, get on the right page. His toughness was unbelievable at the end of the game, cracked ribs, broke ribs, whatever it was. I thought Everett, the guy from the tight end from Seattle, they didn't get him involved to the end of the game. They forced that pick six to him when he was hurt. I mean, it was just unbelievable. You wait to acquire that guy to end the game to get him going. That guy's unbelievable.
Well, Mike Williams was killing
him. Yeah, Mike Williams was
unbelievable. Mike Williams was killing him. He had glue on his hands.
I know. He had glue. He had that sticky stuff.
I think Max makes a great point.
Thanks,
Max. And it's early. Herbert's got a shot. But, Rob, if it's tight and Herbert's in the discussion, that'll be something you point to when you look at the MVP race. Like, if it's him and Mahomes or Rob, you know what I mean? Like, that game, it was all that. Look, it doesn't mean he played a good game overall. Max is right. Unbelievable toughness. But that was the game.
Right. And you can't, and also, you know how tough it is in that division. You don't want to give up any games that you have a real shot to win. It could cost you. Drew in New Jersey, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Drew?
What it showed me was I don't see the Jordan-esque Patrick Mahomes. I don't see the most talented quarterback in the league. I think there are quarterbacks more talented. I think he's not as cerebral as an Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. I don't think he's as talented as Josh Allen or even like John Elway. Or, you know, he's not Peyton at the line. So I need to know.
Well, I can't. Aaron Rodgers is arguably the greatest regular season quarterback we've seen. Him or Peyton Manning. He hasn't gotten it done in the postseason in a decade. So I'm not putting him in that discussion for more cerebral than Patrick Mahomes. And talent, how about that play from Patrick Mahomes on the touchdown to McKinnon where he scrambles and creates that room and then throws the sidearm pass? I mean, come on, man. And these receivers, who was that rookie receiver that caught a touchdown pass or the guy that nobody knew who he was? You know, so I didn't see anything to tell me Patrick Mahomes wasn't the best quarterback in the league last night.
Kyle in Oklahoma City, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Kyle?
Hey, what up, guys? Hey, man, I'm just calling in just to talk the defense for the Chargers, man, because last night you got to see Derwin James, one of the highest paid or the highest paid safety in the league, go out there and just put it on, body slam Travis Kelce as he's reaching for the end zone. And, man, that guy is out there just showing the league what's going on, what's up, because – I mean, I thought they didn't lose that game because of the defensive effort. I thought they did an incredible job trying to hold Patrick Mahomes and his like everybody.
No,
his
they did. The defense was good enough, Rob. There's no doubt about it.
Oh yeah, no. They did. They held
You're
up.
You're not
going
to shut down
on the road.
Chiefs.
On the road, you right? I mean, that should be a win there.
Right.
That
and Derwin James, that was impressive. I mean, I do think Rob. Look, it was a great play. The body slam of Kelce.
Yeah, because
But I think
Kelce's
people are
way,
making a little too much
well,
out of it.
Just Kelce's bigger than him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know.
But you know what I mean? People are acting like, you know, he knocked him out and caused a fumble and, you know, this and that. But it was a great play, though. It does show that obviously we all knew Derwin James was for real. All right, we got Mike Golic Sr. coming up in a moment.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest goes way back with Rob and me, back to the old network. He's now with DraftKings as a sports analyst and podcast host. We're glad to welcome in Mike Golic. Mike, how are you?
Wow, guys. How about this, huh? I mean,
I know.
It's like any shows we all go on anymore, it's like reunion time.
I know. and Mike, I made a stink with Chris. I was like, he introduced you as saying Mike Golic Sr. is coming up. And I was like, I've never called him senior. I know you got your son. He can use the junior tag, but you're Mike Golic to me.
See, that's exactly my thought. You just call me Mike Golic and you call him junior.
Yes.
That's how it's supposed to be.
No doubt.
Yeah, I'm putting that on my producer. He wrote that on the rundown, Mike. I it wasn't on me. It was on him. But it's great to have you, man.
No doubt.
Definitely glad for everything you're doing. And
good to
it's
hear
good
your
to
voice.
Talk with you. Yeah. Yes. Let's go here. The big controversy, I think one of the most intriguing stories in the league is what's going on in San Francisco at quarterback.
No doubt.
And I do believe in giving Trey Lance, like, you know, a significant rope. I'm thinking 6 weeks. Let's see what happens within those 6-7 weeks. But if you were a veteran in that locker room, you've played in two NFC title games, one of them getting you to the Super Bowl. Would you be, like, in your mind, how much would you be thinking if he continues to struggle? Like, hey, we can't waste the season. We got Jimmy G, who we know can at least get us to the Super Bowl. We need to get him in. And do they risk losing the locker room if they just stick with Trey Lance no matter what?
This is always an interesting scenario because you get to the ego part of the GM and the coach because they're the ones that moved up to draft him. So there's the thought process of this is our guy, so we got to play him. Well, okay, it is your guy, but if your guy isn't getting it done, then you ask the right question. How long do you wait? And I always look at everything from a former player's perspective, and I'm with you. It should be 5-6 weeks game, see how it goes. But if I'm in that locker room, man, you got to read the landscape. How are we doing in the division? How are we doing overall? You know, are we looking in a good situation to position ourselves for the playoffs? And if not, man, you only got so many bites at the apple. You can't waste too much time. So if I'm a veteran, so I'm looking at the clock, looking at my watch, saying there's only so many years here. So if we don't think we're getting the job done, just as you said, you know, you got a guy sitting in there that got us to the Super Bowl before, and let's ride that again.
Mike, let me ask you about the big controversial taking the ball out of Russell Wilson's hands for an 89-yard field goal from, I gave the coach a new name, Nathaniel Can't Hack It, because, Mike, there have been two field goals over 64 yards in the history, the 103-year history of the NFL. I just find it hard to believe that call was made. Were you surprised by it?
Oh, yeah, I mean, listen, even Nathaniel Hackett said he made a mistake, and he did, you know, and that's a first-time head coach that's presented with a situation that you have to kind of make immediately, even though they waited a hell of a long time to call the timeout.
Right.
To me, that's a no-brainer. I mean, you got a kicker who's basically, I think, 1-for-7 before that kick beyond 60 yards, and you got Russell friggin' Wilson.
Right.
So, I mean, to me – I mean, everybody's talking about analytics and playing the odds and everything. This isn't even a thought process to me. This is, hey, Russ, go get us those 5 yards, and then we'll try and get a little bit closer. But, yeah, there's no way I'm trying a 64-yarder.
We saw Cincinnati get shock everybody by getting beaten by Pittsburgh last weekend. And, look, you've seen many teams that made the Super Bowl not even make the playoffs the following year. There's like a slump or whatever. Do you think Cincinnati is going to turn this thing around and get back to the playoffs and have a shot at it? Or do you think they're a team that, you know, won't be as good as most of us think they will be?
Listen, we all know it's tough to get to the Super Bowl and then tough to get back 2 years in a row. Certainly to win it 2 years in a row, that because a lot of people like the Rams and then they get shelled in week one.
Right.
I still like Cincy. I still think they have a lot of talent. I was really surprised, A, at the 4 interceptions by Burrow, and B, they exchanged 4 new starters on that O-line, and he still got sacked 6 times.
Yep.
I mean, I'm still amazed that they got to the Super Bowl for as much as he got sacked. Now, it's a position, because there's 5 guys, that needs to work in unison more than any other position out there. So maybe it's going to take a little longer. Could be a product of you're not hitting a lot in camp, you're not playing a lot in preseason for those guys to gel. So I do think they're going to get better. They have too much talent not to be, you know, knocking on the door at the end. So, yeah, week one, I mean, you guys know. I mean, week one is crazy. Who saw the Colts having to come back to tie Houston? Who saw New Orleans having to come back to beat Atlanta? I mean, who saw the Giants beating the Titans? So, I mean, it's a crazy thing, the NFL. That's why it's the most popular sport out there.
Our guest is Mike Golic from DraftKings, of course, a sports analyst and podcast host. Should Bucks fans, should they have been probably happier if it was Tom Brady and him being the masked singer over having an angry wife at home who's not happy with him playing football? It seems like, Mike, this is a real issue that he's got some marital problems.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those things, you know, and I called that game for Westwood One, so I was in Dallas watching that one and calling it. And, you know, this is one of those where everybody has, you know, once you go in the locker room, it's the team, right? I mean, and it's the fellas, and everybody has everybody's back. But you know what? You know, they say everybody, you know, when somebody's in a contract situation, don't talk about another man's money.
Right.
Well, you certainly don't want to go down the road of another man's personal life. So, you know, but listen, they're both, you know, very popular. She just did her a big interview that kind of spelled some things out as well. So this is a tough decision. I mean, and you knew it wasn't out of his blood. I mean, a week, and we didn't even have to start the rumors of him coming back. He came back on his own. So, and there's no doubt that she's wanted him to be done for a while now. So, you know, listen, I just hope they work through it and everything's cool. I do. I mean, I don't know what you guys had said a couple of years ago, but I got Brady all wrong. I thought he was going to be done a couple of years ago. We all got it wrong. This guy's unreal. But I actually do think this will be his last year. And if it is, you know, I hope everything is it will be cool at home.
Yeah. Otherwise, half of that $37.5 million from Fox will be going somewhere else. I'm just saying.
Yes. You know, she's doing okay, too, though.
Yeah,
right?
She doesn't really need it, but
true.
She might but take
she,
it.
She still might take it anyway, Mike, you know?
How about it?
Mike, who, I mean, obviously you mentioned Tampa Bay. The NFC is not, I think it's clear the AFC is the stronger conference this year.
Yeah.
By a nice margin. Who do you like in the NFC? Who do you think is the best team out there?
Man, you know, I still think the Rams will make a legitimate run. I absolutely think that Green Bay will figure out their wide receiver situation and get better. I think it's going to take them a little bit of time. I was surprised with the Rams, no doubt about it. One of the surprise teams I had this year, because, you know, seven games last year, 14 touchdowns, three interceptions before he got hurt. I like New Orleans. I mean, I know it was a little shaky in week one. Michael Thomas is back. Their defense is tough. So I kind of like them as kind of the, you know, we always know there's four or five teams that didn't make the playoffs one year that make it the next year. I think they're going to be one of those teams. Then you got Tampa Bay as well. I don't really see anybody out of the NFC East coming out, certainly not Dallas. Philly, boy, Jalen ran extremely well, you know, did a nice job there. And so, them an outside chance. But, you know, I kind of stick with the – you're right, the AFC is much deeper. You know, the Tampa Bays, New Orleans, Green Bays, Rams of the world, and some of those could be shaky.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because of the NFC used to be the elite. It always seemed like that. Now, and you talk about the Giants, and I mean, they get a surprise win. They go for two, win the ball game. I know Saquon Barkley had 150 yards out of nowhere, but is that a good team? Because I don't think they're a good team, Mike.
No, I don't think they're a team that's going to compete for anything. I was happy to see, because, you know, the one thing we can never predict and the one thing that always comes up, and we saw it after week one with all the guys that get hurt. We know it's a violent sport, and Saquon got hurt. Saquon's been hurt for a while. I was really happy for him the way he came back and how he produced running the ball and catching it out of the backfield. But as a team, no, I don't even think they're sure of their quarterback for next year. It's going to be interesting, all the teams that are wondering about their quarterback and what's going to happen, because as opposed to this year's draft where we only had one in Kenny Pickett going in the first round, next year you're going to have probably four quarterbacks going in the first round. So there's a whole lot of kind of edgy young quarterbacks out there who are maybe not looking over the shoulder to the sideline, but looking over the shoulder at the next group coming up, knowing I better get the job done or I may be out of here pretty quickly.
I'm sorry. Daniel Jones doesn't move me at all. I'm sorry.
No, not at all. I was shocked at the pick when they made it.
All right. That is our man, Mike Golic. Mike, man, great to talk to you again.
Yes,
great to hear your
appreciate
voice.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, always
good
luck to talk
with
to
everything,
guys.
Man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you leaving the senior out of it.
Yes, no doubt. Mike Golic. Yes. We'll talk to Junior when we talk to Junior.
We had
there
him on
go.
The show, too.
That's
yes.
right. Yes. All right, Mike.
Good deal.
All right, man. See you, Mike. All right, Robert Sarver's days as the owner of the Phoenix Suns could be numbered. We'll explain next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events.
With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, yeah. It is the iCouple. I am Chris. He is Rob. And we are live from the TireRack.com studios. And AutoZone folks, you know that's who we rock with because they have the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With more than 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. It's time for Shekel City.
To Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Chris, when I think of Shekel City, I think of BetMGM. Man, what a great place to lay down a couple of shekels. Hey, I was mad. I was coming off a 3-0 night on 2 nights ago. And then last night, I thought I was going to get the hat trick again. But, of course, the Chargers with the late cover, backdoor cover, they killed me.
You blew it!
I had the Mets and Pirates right over 7 runs. And then the Astros and the A's, I had over 8. And guess what? The Astros had two guys on, nobody out, and they didn't score. So I thought I was going to do the hat trick again, and I didn't get it. All right.
Zero.
I was 1-2 last
Sounds
night.
Sounds like an excuse.
Yeah,
I
know. I'm just trying to tell you. All right. Tonight. All right. Best bet. Yankees at the Brewers. I'm taking the New York Yankees in that game in Milwaukee, money line. And then the White Sox at the Tigers. Run total, Chris, over 7.5. I'm going with the over there. And the Reds at the Cardinals, over 8.5 runs, run total. I'm taking the over there. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. Yes, whatever.
All right. There you go, Rob.
Thanks,
Kawhi.
All
right, let's get to this. And we talked about this last week, both feeling like, you know, Robert Sarver's
last
behavior.
Week. You mean earlier this week? That happened
or earlier
this week.
This week. I'm sorry. Yeah, his behavior was he shouldn't own a team. And
players have
LeBron
come out.
James and Chris Paul came out. I haven't seen any other players, which surprises me. Rob, have you seen any other players tweet or say anything?
No, I really haven't. Yeah, I haven't
surprised.
Seen anything yet.
I thought it was going to be a snowball effect after LeBron. Here, Chris Paul came out maybe a couple hours after LeBron.
Where's Devin Booker missing in action? I didn't hear, unless I missed it, I haven't seen anything from him.
I haven't seen tweets or not from Devin or any other player for that matter. But that hasn't stopped other people from speaking out. A minority owner, but the second, you know, the guy with the second most shares in the team in the, after Sarver has called for Robert Sarver to step down. PayPal has said that they will not renew their sponsorship with the Phoenix Suns if Sarver's involved in the league after his suspension, which is for a year. And the NBA Players Association, Rob, has called for a lifetime ban on Robert Sarver. And I thought it would happen once LeBron tweeted. But, Rob, I don't think Robert Sarver's going to be able to outlast this.
No,
because this is the type of thing that devalues the league. And that's where it takes money out of the other owners' pockets. And that's what moves them to action.
It always moves them. If you remember, Daniel Snyder said over his dead body would he change the name, right, of Redskins. Over his dead body.
Yep.
And then FedEx and Coca-Cola and all these people called up and said, well, we're going to take our money away from sponsorships, and then all of a sudden they would have a Washington football team overnight almost, you know. And in this case, PayPal is starting it, Chris. Once other companies hear that PayPal, who had the patch on their jersey, is saying, we're not coming back. Yep. We're not giving you a dime if this guy is running the team or owning the team. Other advertisers will follow suit and say, if PayPal's not doing it, how can we feel good at being involved in this? And people are going to, you know, question our values and we're endorsing what he's done. So I agree with you. Financially, once you start hurting the owners in the pocketbook, that's when things change.
Absolutely. I think, Rob, to be honest, and I don't know that he'll do this, but I think the best move for Robert Sarver would be to come out. He already apologized for, you know, his behavior over 18 years and such. But come out with another apology and make a statement like, look, I would love to continue to own this team, but I think it's best for the league, for the Phoenix Suns, that I just step down. Now, again, I don't know that he'll do that, but I think he should do that. And look, Rob, let's not feel sorry for the guy. He's going to make a killing.
Where's my $2 billion?
He's going to sell the team at a tremendous profit, right? So that's what I'm saying. We don't need to shed tears for him, but I think he should do it and walk away. That'll give him some dignity rather than being forced out as we all watch it. So we got 2 hours left. Keep it locked. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/withAmex.